This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections is nearly 4.2 million around the world, and approximately 284,000 people have died from the virus. In the United States, the hardest hit country, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. About half of Spain's 47 million people progressed to the so-called phase one of a four-step plan to relax one of Europe's strictest lockdowns Monday after the government decided the regions in which they live met the necessary criteria. Waiters in face masks served coffees and bocadillo sandwiches at cafe terraces in Seville Monday morning as parts of Spain eased restrictions. This comes amid a slowing coronavirus epidemic that has seen the number of new fatalities drop to a near two-month low. Winding down lockdowns in the UK will be more complex than launching them. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Sunday night announcement of an easing was greeted with widespread confusion and dissent. The previous stay-at-home injunction has been replaced by a much more nuanced stay alert call. Those who can't work from home are encouraged to go to work, but only if they think they can do so safely. There was even confusion as to when the new policy should apply, from Monday or only Wednesday. Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland have said they will not use the new guidance and will stick to the existing stay-at-home message. Some of President Donald Trump's top economic advisors are stressing the importance of U.S. states getting more businesses and offices to open during the pandemic. Their pitch comes as the coronavirus makes its way to the White House complex. The president and governors face competing pressure points. More economic activity and travel will likely lead to more people contracting COVID-19. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is self-isolating after an aide tested positive for the coronavirus last week. An administration official says Pence is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC guidance. Pence's move comes on the heels of three members of the White House's coronavirus task force placing themselves in quarantine after being exposed to someone at the White House who had the virus. An analysis of federal contracting data by the Associated Press shows the agency is on track to exceed 100,000 new ventilators by around July 13th. That makes what seemed like a bold claim at the time nearly reality. U.S. President Donald Trump said in late March his administration would have 100,000 of the breathing machines within 100 days. This as requests for ventilators from the national stockpile reached a crescendo. At the time, the Department of Health and Human Services had not ordered any new ventilators since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in January. But records show over the following 3 weeks, the agency scrambled to turn Mr. Trump's pledge into a reality, spending nearly $3 billion to spur U.S. manufacturers to crank out the devices at an unprecedented pace. The mid-July date is about a week later than the 100-day deadline Mr. Trump first gave March 27th. The results of a big European study released Monday show men's blood has higher levels than women's of an enzyme used by the new coronavirus to infect cells. Angiotensin-converting enzyme 2, or ACE2, is found in the heart, kidneys, the tissue-lining blood vessels, and especially in the testes. Those carrying out the study say its presence there might partially explain higher ACE2 concentrations in men and why men are more vulnerable to COVID-19. An Iranian missile fired during a Sunday training exercise in the Gulf of Oman has struck a support vessel near its target. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A statement from official sources significantly raised the death toll in the weekend incident. State media had said that only one sailor was thought to have died. A support ship, which had been putting targets out for other ships to aim at, had itself got too close to a target during the live exercise when a missile struck the vessel accidentally. The media rarely reports on mishaps during naval exercises, signalling the severity of the incident. It comes amid months of heightened tensions between Iran and the US following the collapse of 2018's nuclear deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump hopes to persuade a Supreme Court with two of his appointees to keep his tax and other financial records from being turned over to lawmakers and a district attorney. The justice will hear arguments by telephone Tuesday in a pivotal legal fight that could affect the presidential campaign. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.